It was exactly, well, 37 years ago today, the first ever Terry Fox run took place. And what a pleasure to go down the Gray Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline and say good day to the brother of Terry Fox, Fred. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're in town. Tell us about what's going on in Calgary here with the Terry Fox run upon us.
Yeah, the run's on Sunday, and I arrived in Calgary last night from Regina, and we're here to speak at a few schools over the next couple of days, as well as I'm going to be at, all over, actually, and, we're here to promote the run in Calgary for Sunday. It's been an awesome visit so far.
What do you find when you go to schools? Are kids familiar with the story? Is it a certain age that it hits? It's not a new story, but it remains one of the most incredible stories that that people hear. I recall it was Steve Nash got a 30 for 30 done that ran on ESPN, and Americans were blown away, this story that they weren't aware of.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. The kids obviously weren't born 38 years ago, and in many cases now, even their parents weren't born 38 years ago. So when Terry was running, and kids know everything about Terry. I had a great morning and just left the school, and the kids know so much about Terry, and they're inspired by him. And Terry, all the characteristics and values that Terry represented, and working hard and not being the best athlete and all that, it's a real good teaching moment for kids. And so it's been, they know as much about Terry as their parents do, and it's awesome.
What was that like? Take us back to the run itself. I can't imagine. I mean, we watched the videos, and it's grainy, and the internet wasn't around, and you look at the old van and the clothes people are wearing, you're like, my goodness, this is, even the prosthetic that he had, it's like, it feels like it was a different era, and I suppose it was in many ways, but give us a taste of what that was like from your perspective.
You're right. When Terry started in Newfoundland, and not very many people knew what he was doing. Today everything is about social media and being connected all the time. And here is Terry, in some small little village in Newfoundland. In the first week or two, he'd be seeking out a phone booth somewhere to be able to phone a radio station in Vancouver or in Calgary or somewhere, and to let them know what he was doing. And so that's just, time has gone by, and you're right, Terry. It's amazing to see what athletes are wearing today at the Paralympic Games when it comes to running. And you see what Terry was using when he was running across Canada. It's amazing. So time has gone by, and but I say to kids, Terry never gets older. He's still 21, 22 years old like he was on the Marathon of Hope.
What information do we need to get out for Sunday's race itself? Who's participating? How can people that are curious get involved? And maybe you don't want to run, but you want to help out. There's lots there, but I'm sure you can handle it there.
Yeah, it's a family event. The Terry Fox Run, it's happening here in Calgary. And just get out there and participate. It's not a run. It's called the Terry Fox Run, but only because that's what Terry was doing every day. But it's a family event. Get out there, walk, push a stroller, bring your bikes, rollerblades, whatever you want to do. And not only remember what Terry did 38 years ago, the sacrifice that he made to make a difference in others' lives, but, we've all been touched by cancer. And get out there and remember somebody that you know, but also remember and acknowledge somebody that you know that's a survivor. And there's so many people that survive today because of the research that's being done. So registration at Calgary for the Calgary Run is at 8:30, and the run starts at 10 a.m. and there's a barbecue there afterwards, and just a big family event. Lots of stuff there to do for the kids.
It's impressive. It looks like already the run has raised $2.4 million, and Calgary has raised over $93,000. That's the biggest total for any run site so far in the city. What is that? How does that make you feel to see Calgary atop the list?
It's awesome because that was the whole reason for Terry running, not to become known as a Canadian hero today, not to be rich or famous, not to make any gains, gain anything. In fact, when Terry passed away, 9 months after he was running the Marathon of Hope and forced to stop in Thunder Bay, Terry didn't have a penny to his name. And so it was all about raising money for cancer research. And that's what's being done here in Calgary and by the community, by the city, by the schools. And you're making a difference to the lives of so many people. And that's what Terry wanted.
Fred, pleasure chatting with you. We'd encourage everyone to go to terryfox.ca for more information. And if you see people out there or know people involved, we'd encourage everyone to get in there and help Calgary stay on top of that list and raise these funds for clearly a disease that affects all of us.
Awesome.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.